It's over. Randy Babbitt has resigned. GE and Rolls-Royce shut down development of the F-136, and U.S. airshow planners are off and running. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. As expected, things moved pretty fast for Randy Babbitt. His weekend DUI arrest came at a particularly sensitive time politically, and waiting until his case went to court would have dragged this story out far too long. In a statement no doubt penned on Monday but released yesterday, Babbitt explained, quote, "Serving as FAA administrator has been an absolute honor and the highlight of my professional career, but I am unwilling to let anything cast a shadow on the outstanding work done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by my colleagues at the FAA," unquote. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, who's been very visible in the fight against drunk driving, issued a statement in response, quote, "As FAA administrator, Randy Babbitt has been a dedicated public servant and outstanding leader. I'm proud to say that we have the safest aviation system in the world, and thanks to Randy's stewardship, it became safer and stronger. On behalf of the American people, I thank him for his service and his leadership," unquote. AOPA President Craig Fuller commented, quote, "We will respect and miss his leadership. However, we at AOPA have full confidence that the commitment to safety and the progress made over the past few years will continue under the strong and effective direction of Acting Administrator Michael Huerta," unquote. When the U.S. Department of Defense finally won its five-year battle with pork-minded federal lawmakers and ordered an end to the development of an alternative jet engine for the F-35 in April, GE and Rolls-Royce said their F-136 engine was 80% through development and that they would continue the development at their own cost. The hope was the dawning of a new fiscal year and an improving economy would provide more cover for politicians in affected states to restart the program. But the economy hasn't improved. The federal deficit has only become an even bigger political issue. And the new federal fiscal year dawned October 1st with no new support for the alternative engine. Now, GE and Rolls have announced they'll discontinue further development. The decision has implications for employment in Ohio and other states and means the Pratt & Whitney F-135 engine, which won the original competition years ago, will remain the sole engine used in the Joint Strike Fighter. To the end, the partners have claimed that theirs was the superior engine. A joint statement says, in part, quote, "GE and Rolls-Royce are proud of our technology advancements and accomplishments on the F-136. Before the program was terminated, six F-136 development engines had accumulated more than 1,200 hours of testing since early 2009. The fighter engine team consistently delivered on cost and on schedule. GE and Rolls-Royce are deeply grateful to our many congressional supporters on both sides of the aisle over these many years, as well as the military experts who have supported competing engines for the JSF. We do not waver in our belief that competition is central to meaningful defense acquisition reform," unquote. Ask any airshow organizer and he'll tell you the U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, better known as the Blue Angels, is the top airshow ticket seller in the U.S. Each year, show organizers compete for a limited number of scheduled dates, many waiting to announce the scheduled dates of their shows until after the annual ICAS convention going on this week, so they can remain flexible to have a shot at booking the Blue Angels. Well, the 2012 airshow calendar will start to fall into place quickly now. The Navy has published the Blue Angels' final schedule for the upcoming season, and it includes 36 stops, most of them civilian airshows, between March 10th and November 3rd, 2012. The Navy's website says applicants to host the team are evaluated on a number of criteria, including their potential value to recruitment. But some smaller markets do make the cut. Appearing on the 2012 schedule are St. George, Utah, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and Twin Falls, Idaho. So why do the Blue Angels generate more ticket sales than the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, especially when some spectators actually prefer the demo flown by the Thunderbirds? Well, part of it has to be the name. The FAQ on the official team website reveals that in the team's first season, in 1946, members were preparing for a show in New York City when one of them saw the name of the Blue Angels nightclub in the New Yorker magazine, and the rest is history. Find the full 2012 schedule at blueangels.navy.mil/show. Still ahead, a flight school operator faces 10 years in prison. Pipistrel is holding a unique art contest. And if you haven't said thank you yet, today would be a good time. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Anything people want that's banned or regulated begets a black market. And flight training is no different. The U.S. Attorney's Office reports that 28-year-old flight school operator Karina Chuang of Elsinore, California, has been scheduled for a December 21st preliminary hearing on charges she offered foreign students help in circumventing anti-terrorism laws in the U.S. The website of Blue Diamond Flight School in Laverne, California, says its goal is, quote, to help you make your dream a reality in the shortest, most efficient way, unquote. Investigators with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement say Chuang took that shortcut mentality too far. The Lake Elsinore Wildemar Patch reports she's accused of posing as a cousin to eager students from Egypt, Sri Lanka, and Taiwan to help them get visas and encouraging them to state their intention to train at flight schools other than hers, which is not approved to enroll foreign students. The federal investigation began in June 2010, when U.S. immigration officials in Cairo said they found two Egyptian nationals who had received visas to attend a different California flight school, but who admitted in an interview that their plan really was to enroll at Blue Diamond. While she awaits trial, Chuang is free on $40,000 bail and must wear a monitoring device. She faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. The Royal Malaysian Air Force's first EC-725 helicopter was unveiled Tuesday at the Langkawi Maritime and Aerospace Exhibition 2011, or LIMA for short, in a live video feed from Eurocopter's French headquarters. The production rollout happened in Marignan, France. This is the first of 12 EC-725s to be acquired by Malaysia for search and rescue and utility missions under terms of a contract signed in 2010. Deliveries will begin next year and continue through early 2014. As part of the EC-725 contract, an agreement for 13 strategic cooperation projects was signed, including the integration of Malaysian industry into Eurocopter's global supply chain and the development of joint ventures with local companies to establish an in-country maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility and a regional full-flight simulator center. Universal Helicopters says it will provide Kansas State University with two Robinson R-22 Beta 2s and one Robinson R-44 Raven 2 under a just-announced agreement with the school. Universal Helicopters provides helicopter flight training for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's Prescott, Arizona campus and Dodge City Community College. This partnership is the company's fifth location and brings its collegiate flight program fleet to a total of 25 helicopters. Pipistrel is unveiling a design contest for the livery of the first Panthera, which will be presented at major air shows and media around the world in 2012. Contributors are asked to be aware that the upper aircraft surface is exposed to direct sunlight, apart from the engine covers in front of the cockpit, must be white or other light colors. Small colored patterns are okay. It must be possible to execute the livery in computer-cut self-adhesive foils. The choice of colors must not clash with the interior. On the tail boom, halfway between the wing and the tail, there must be space provided for registration markings at least 25 centimeters tall. On the bottom side of the left wing, there must be space for registration markings at least 50 centimeters tall. The deadline is January 10th, and your entry must include three images of the proposed livery on a provided three-view template, a short description of the livery not to exceed 200 words, and your contact information. Pipistrel's panel of judges will choose a winner to receive €1,000 and a signature design credit on the actual airplane. The company says it's looking for art which will enhance Panthera's lines and promote what it calls its unique characteristics of luxury, sportiness, speed, efficiency, environmental friendliness, and safety. And if one design can't focus on all those things at one time, just feel free to pick any four. Okay, I just made that part up. Finally, today is the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor that awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. I'm not going to recite historical details because if you care, you already know them. But I do feel compelled to note that almost everyone who was already serving in the U.S. Armed Forces at the time is now at least 88 years old. If you haven't done so already, be sure to thank them for their service to our country. Time is running out. They probably don't need to hear it as much as you need to say it, but it's important either way. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.